Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's a real good bet. The best is yet to come.
There are two ways of spreading light. To be the candle or the mirror that reflects it. I would say that Tony Bennett is the candle. I don't think he's the mirror that reflects, although he could be both in a sense. Tony Bennett's 90th birthday party will be celebrated in December with a live two-hour special. NBC, where he's had most of his shows over his career have been on NBC, so they are marking the occasion. It'll be a holiday special. Here we are in August talking about holiday special already. But
it's when it all takes place, though.
Yeah, this is they're preparing it now. They'll record it between now and then. The best is yet to come is what the celebration is called. 9 o'clock, December 20th. The featured guests include his new friend Lady Gaga. They perform together.
And the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Oh, I went up to climb a mountain.
Wow.
I had to reach a higher peak.
Pretty cool, huh?
Body
dance and thrill me half as
also, on this special, man, this is a star-studded gala, Aretha. Imagine Aretha, Tony Bennett.
I love you, baby.
Elton John is going to be featured. I was thinking about candles with him, candles in the wind.
Yeah.
I was talking about the candle in the mirror.
Candle in the wind.
See. Who else is on this special celebrating Tony Bennett? Stevie Wonder. That's a good combo. Oh my God.
You know, when I was looking through the library looking for songs, he actually did a version of this song with Tony Bennett.
Did he?
In my life.
Much slower, though.
Yes.
I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long.
Billy Joel's going to be featured in the special.
This is the time to remember. Cause it will not last forever.
Let's see, who else is in this? Andrea Bocelli? What do I need to know or what do I not remember about Bocelli, Jennifer?
Just a beautiful opera singer.
Yeah.
Modern day, probably the best modern day opera singer.
Is she?
He.
Yeah. He. That's right, too.
That's probably the first thing I should have told you.
Now I'm thinking about all of the PBS specials. That's where you see this guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, why do they call him Andy? All right, Michael Bublé will be involved.
Listen to that.
And in this crazy life,
Bublé and Ben.
These crazy times, you
Diana Krall.
You make me
have a good song.
I know a little bit about a lot of things.
Jazz.
But I don't know enough about you.
Who's her
just
father?
When I think you're mine, you try a different line.
Baby, I don't know.
What
somebody
can I do?
That you wouldn't
I
expect
the latest
a musician.
News.
I want to say
no
that.
No buttons on my shoes.
The guy who's a Beatles.
Oh, baby, I'm confused about you.
Anyway, Katie Lang singing.
You got me in a
and,
remember this one?
Yeah, it's a great
good song.
Rufus Wainwright. This is all about the Tony Bennett celebration on December 20th. Also participating Alec Baldwin, Steve Buscemi, Kevin Spacey, John Travolta, Bruce Willis, and Homer Simpson. Tony Bennett has won 19 Grammys, by the way. NBC said that they celebrated his 80th birthday, and we've been planning since then to pay tribute to his 90th. So here's a guy, and by the way, he's still outperforming. That's what keeps him working, keeps him young. God bless him. Tony Bennett here at 28 after the hour.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You've heard that laughter is the best medicine for your health, but did you know it can help your brain too? In his book, Emotional Intelligence, psychologist Daniel Goleman says laughter enables you to be more open-minded, increases memory capacity, and improves focus and attentiveness.
It's because laughter relieves stress and depression, which are common causes of brain fog and memory loss. And listening to jokes activates areas of the brain vital to learning and creativity.
In addition, a study from the Harvard School of Public Health found that people with the most active social lives had the slowest rate of memory decline.
So watch a funny movie, take in a sitcom, or socialize with fun friends. You'll give your brain a boost, which leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This bus rambled from Notre Dame to the Rams before getting a long-haul trip in Pittsburgh. He retired fifth all-time in yards and 10th in touchdowns, making this Pro Bowler a shoe-in for Canton.
The give to the right, and the bus waits. The bus drives, and the bus gets to the goal line. Touchdown, Pittsburgh!
So, where is Jerome Bettis now? Today, the bus has his own TV sports show in Pittsburgh. He's also part owner of three minor league baseball teams, founded the Bus 36 charity, wrote a book, and even bowled a 300 game. And if that wasn't enough, he opened Jerome Bettis' Grill 36 in Pittsburgh. You haven't lived till you've tried the cheeseburger soup. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.